This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, going over, like, driving or walking across big, tall, narrow bridges. I'm completely fine with, like, mountains and skyscrapers, though, but the height on bridges feels really weird. Number two, my rent going up. Number three, people touching my neck. Even, like, scarves I'm not great with. Number four, really big snakes. Small ones I'm kind of fine with, I think, but the big ones. Number five, the, like, suicide of a loved one just seems, like, truly horrifying, like, of a friend or a loved one. Number six, this, like, question of, like, what if I never fall in love with anyone? I don't know. I feel like it should have happened, or I feel like I should know what it's like. Our whole world is kind of, like, built around it. Like, this idea that you've got your family and your friends, but then everybody kind of pairs off. And sometimes that manifests in, like, just, oh, I can't make this last-minute plan with you. And sometimes it's, like, you just feel kind of like, oh, everybody else is part of this other world. The other thing I never get is, like, people who fall in love and then, like, immediately and fully link together. Because my roommate just fell fast in love with someone, and she's never home anymore. Or at least it seems like it. And so I'm like, oh, I just have this, like, two-bedroom all to myself now. Like, I don't want that, though. Looking for old-fashioned love. We live in separate houses. You, cabin upstate. Me, apartment in the city. Us, together 2 days a week. Occasional phone calls. Light texting. Don't touch my neck. Number seven, I don't believe in ghosts, but I am sometimes still afraid of ghosts. Number eight, suppressed memories. I don't think I have any, but for a long time I was really afraid that I had suppressed memories, because when I was a kid, I was an altar server, like an altar boy. And there were a couple times that I, like, passed out, like, on the altar, basically. And I think it was just because it was, like, really hot and you wear these hot robes and it was first thing in the morning in the summer. And in retrospect, I realized, like, all the adults in my life were freaking out because, like, we had a bad priest. Father Tom had to go to, like, special retirement. For a long time, I was like, oh, I hope nothing surfaces. But, like, the idea that, like, you could have had this trauma that was just, like, so bad your brain is like, no, it didn't happen, is scarier than, like, what any, like, trauma could be. Number nine, accidents on ladders. And number 10, this, like, very specific scene in the Mothman Prophecies. Somebody's driving and then somebody in the middle of the street, like, has their arms out late at night and they have to, like, swerve and get out of the way. So like number 10, Mothman related driving fears. My name is Matt Collette, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Matt Collette is a podcast producer in Washington, D.C. You can find 10 Things That Scare Me on Instagram and Twitter at 10thingspod. You know what scares me? My mom falling into an open sewer. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.